We're back on the local beat with O'Brien. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning here on the morning show to bring us the local news. It is the one, the only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, sir?
Staying busy, Rocco. Staying busy.
Hey, there you go. The always busy Dave O'Brien, I should refer to you from now on as. I certainly know it, man. I certainly know how the schedule goes down. But let's get right to it. We'll start with the story that you actually penned yourself, this coming in Tuesday's edition of the Chronicle Telegram. A little bit of a stir-up regarding Issue 20 on the November ballot. Obviously, that November election right around the corner. And again, Issue 20 causing a bit of a rift here in Lorain County. Dave, what's this all about and what's the latest?
Yeah, so for those who might not know about what Issue 20 is, it's so-called the Appointive Executive Plan, and this is the plan that the commissioners voted not too long ago to put on the November ballot, and it would replace the 3-member at-large elected, you know, countywide board of commissioners with 7 elected county commissioners, one from each of 7 districts created off of a map that was designed by the backers of this plan, of the Appointive Executive Plan. Beneath those commissioners, you would have an appointed county executive, someone beholden to them, who would be hired, not elected, as some people originally thought of this plan, but hired by those commissioners to then sort of be what is now the county administrator. So sort of in Jeff Armbrister's job, you know, sort of have the same job or requirements and job duties and responsibilities that he has currently. So it's on the ballot. All 3 commissioners voted to put it on the ballot to let the voters decide. The larger backers of this plan were Commissioners David Moore and Commissioner Jeffrey Dell. Commissioner Michelle Hung put her name to it and said, yeah, I think the voters should decide. But she has since said she has come out against this plan, saying that she couldn't get information from her fellow commissioners about what it might actually cost. Now, critics of the plan say that instead of creating more representation countywide, as backers of the plan allege or say will happen, critics of the plan say it actually won't create more representation. Hmm. You will instead of voting for 3 commissioners in different years, because they're staggered so that you don't vote for all 3 commissioners every 4 years, but they're staggered. Mm-hmm. So instead of voting for all 4 commissioners, 14% of the county basically would vote for one commissioner, 14% for another commissioner. And the way the district map is split up, it splits the cities of Lorain, Elyria, and North Ridgeville into different neighboring districts, while keeping most of the townships and the city of Oberlin in one large district in southern and sort of southwestern Lorain County. Also, and one of the big critics of this plan is also Lorain County Auditor Craig Snodgrass, who is an elected Democrat, and he said that this plan would basically allow the 7 commissioners to create different departments underneath their appointed executive, their appointed county executive, that would take away a lot of his job responsibilities that are granted to him by state law. And he says it's also state law, you know, under this plan, which has never been done before in the state of Ohio, that he said this could create a new Department of Finance, a new Department of Law, a new Department of Personnel, a new Department of Detention and Corrections. So basically, it would strip powers from the elected sheriff that everybody in the county gets to elect, from the elected auditor that everybody in the county gets to elect, from the elected county prosecutor, who everybody gets to elect, and put it in the hands of someone appointed by only 7 people on the Board of Commissioners, who would then have power over, well, this is how we're going to do personnel, strategy. This is how we're going to do employment versus, you know, employer versus staff strategy. This is how we're going to hire people. This is how we're going to defend lawsuits. So it essentially creates bigger government, according to the critics. Now, the proponents of this particular plan say it's not actually going to do that because it hasn't been passed yet. We haven't elected the 7 commissioners who will vote on these things, who will hire the county executive. So we don't know what's going to happen. Critics come back and they say, well, state law is very clear on this, that the seven, you know, seven-member Board of Commissioners shall do this or shall do that if the plan passes. So they shall create new departments. They shall create, you know, larger numbers of government employees, you know, to run these departments. So it's a back and forth between two sides of the same issue. But elected officials like Snodgrass, like Michelle Hung, talked to the Lorain County Deputies Association the other night. Talked to them on Monday night. Laid out what their thoughts were about this. Also, there were members of the AFL-CIO of Lorain County. Ron Adkins, the president, was there, and a number of other people as well who came out against this plan. The Lorain County Democratic Party is against the plan. We're settling in for a fight here. There's a lot of accusations and a lot of facts and thoughts and opinions being thrown back and forth between the two parties.
Well, November 7th, like you said, Dave, the big fight goes down here regarding Issue 20. And again, that November election right around the corner. November 7th is when Lorain County voters will see this on the ballot, this so-called appointive executive plan that really hasn't been done here before in the state of Ohio. So great breakdown by you, Dave. I encourage our listeners to read more. This was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. A lot of good information here regarding the state of Issue 20 on the November ballot. All right, Dave, elsewhere, this one coming from Owen McMillan, also in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. A bit of a fun one here over at East View Elementary in Avon Lake, as students there sold more than 1,300 chrysanthemums, a little bit of a tough one there, a lot of syllables. What was this all for, Dave? Why were all of these sold, and what was kind of the end result for the kiddos over there at East View Elementary?
Yeah, really, really super cool thing to do. So this is what's called the Fall Mumpkin Sale, as in chrysanthemums. It's an annual tradition. It's where the Avon Lake Eastview Elementary PTA, the Parent Teacher Association, gets a large number of its funds. Top sellers were then allowed, and I love this, to douse Eastview principal Jamie Franco in silly string. Those who sold 11 or more flowers were allowed to surround him outside. Great photo that we have of this going down. That was provided by the schools of Jamie Franco, just absolutely just covered in silly string. He's got a big bundle of it sort of in his arm, and he's sort of holding it out. Kids with smiles on their faces standing around him, behind him. Really neat kind of event that Owen wrote up. And Franco told Owen, and I quote, "We were trying to come up with something to give them, meaning the students, other than the usual little toys they get, a yo-yo or something." PTA members suggested the silly string dousing. Franco said he was immediately on board for that. I have seen other events where they get to duct tape the principal to the wall or throw a pie in the principal's face. I think the silly string thing was kind of cool. There were about 100 students who won, but they didn't all surround Mr. Franco at the same time. They were divided into groups. So there were four rounds of just absolute silly string attacks.
Oh my gosh.
And for about 10 minutes per group. And the kids apparently had a lot of fun. So that's really neat that they were able to do that as sort of a congratulations for helping raise money for their Parent Teacher Association.
Boy, a kid's dream and a principal's nightmare right there. Just waves of children ready to assault you with silly string. I hope that stuff comes out easy. Otherwise, we're looking at about a month or so of laundry, maybe showering too, just to get that out, right? I mean, my goodness. Awesome story, though. You're absolutely right, though, Dave. Great stuff from Owen McMillan, and I encourage our listeners to read more in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram about the Eastview Elementary kids over there in Avon Lake. Just a really cool thing here with the sale of those flowers. So again, we're joined by Dave O'Brien on today's Local Beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Owen, Carissa, all the folks over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can our listeners find in the paper?
Well, Carissa's got some stories about teachers unions in Amherst and Lorain. In the midst of negotiations, doing contracts, Amherst teachers rallying. you know, meeting with federal mediators about their new contract. I know that that Kevin is working on some stuff about an update on the on a traffic sweep on the east side of Elyria. You know, the Elyria Police Department traffic unit handing out a number of citations. Some other things coming from Elyria City Council. I know from Kevin as well. And also working on some business news out of at Avon Council, and some items from Sheffield Lake as well. And then I'll have some court news, you know, coming through. And we're also working hard on our election coverage coming up, as I mentioned in the you know, in the item about the issue 20. So all of that at ChronicleT.com, in the Chronicle Telegram print edition, online, wherever you get your Chronicle Telegram news, wherever you get your Lorain County news.
Ah, yes, election season, nothing quite like it. I just got the email earlier this week from our own Craig Adams talking about our live election night coverage once again this year on WEOL, so certainly looking forward to hopefully being a part of that this year once again with Craig. But again, for the latest from Dave and all of his friends over there at the Chronicle Telegram, all you got to do is pick up a copy of that CT today or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, before we get out of here, got to end on this, man. What do you got for this week's scanner story?
Well, I'll give you a real quick one this week. Again, we're coming back to Northeast Ohio from our friends at Northeast Ohio Scanner at @Neo_Scan on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. We have this call from Cleveland, Dayline Cleveland Heights, a disturbance at Euclid Heights in Coventry, where the authorities were called, and I'm sorry for laughing. Authorities were called for a report of a green-haired man standing in the middle of the street.
Wow. Did not know the next Avengers film was being shot already with the Incredible Hulk, obviously, there making his way to Northeast Ohio. Unbelievable.
Or, as one person posted underneath that, just a photo of the Grinch just smiling broadly.
Yeah, so that'll do.
It's a little early in the holiday season for the Grinch, but yes, a green-haired man was reported standing in the middle of the road in Cleveland Heights.
Take
it for what you will.
You holiday degenerates getting in the season already. It is the second week of October, and we already got people out here looking like the Grinch. That is, it's earlier and earlier every year. I swear. But no, an entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. And for the latest from Dave and all of the colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, make sure you pick up a copy of that CT today. Or again, you can find that digital e-edition online if you're a subscriber at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time, my friend. Appreciate the breakdown of the stories. Appreciate the scanner story. Appreciate the time in general. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
Absolutely, Rocco. We'll talk to you next week.